At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 743 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Fade the Public Friday. We are one day away. What are we, 24 hours away? From the start, I guess a little more than 24 hours. By the time the pod drops, it'll be about 24 hours from NFL Wild Card Weekend. So cannot wait to break down our sweats for today and going into the Wild Card Weekend, guys. But before we do, how about a 5-3 night plus 0.51 units, our fourth straight winning day? You love to see it, guys. We talk about sports betting as a grind. Sometimes it's a grind in a negative way because you feel like you're grinding and you're not making any headway. Other times it's a great grind where, again, it's not easy. Nothing's ever easy, but you're grinding out a profit. Four straight days. You love to see it. 5-3 plus 0.51 units. We got San Diego and Seattle late night in college basketball. We got the Philadelphia over. Another non-conference over came through for us, and I have another one for you today. We got Tampa Bay Lightning. Couldn't get my Bruins, first time they've lost all year long. Shout out to the Kraken. You guys impressed me last night. Tennessee State and Toronto in the NHL couldn't come through. But the biggest one of the night, again, every play is the same for me. I'm always risking one unit. But the biggest play in terms of the play that I was most excited about that came through was BYU, baby. It was actually a heartbreaking loss for BYU straight up because they probably should have won the game. Insane three-pointer there by Strother, who's a pretty good player. I was actually looking at his high school stats. The guy was insane. But good player there for Gonzaga. Hit a three to win the game late. BYU couldn't get off a last-second shot, but that's fine with us. We don't care whether BYU won or lost because we took them plus 6.5, baby. You lose by one, you cover the number. And I think if you look at kind of the epitome of a sharp, data-driven contrarian play, that was BYU last night. It was the most heavily bet game of the night. Everybody and their mother was on Gonzaga. But it wasn't just a straight-up contrarian play, taking BYU at home, only getting like 25-30% of bets. It was also an indication of some smart money on BYU in the form of a line freeze. A line freeze, you've heard me say it before. If not, if you're new to the pod, there are different ways to locate sharp action through line movement, reverse line movement, steam moves, but also a line freeze. Sometimes when the betting line doesn't move, that can be just as good an indication of smart money as when smart money does move a line. So line freeze is when you have heavy, heavy betting one side, but the line will not move. It will not budge. So if everyone's betting Gonzaga last night, they opened -6.5. Shouldn't they be up to -7, -7.5, -8? Nope, they stayed exactly where they were despite that heavy, heavy betting in their favor from the public. That told me there was liability on BYU plus the points. And BYU came up huge. The Cougs getting it done for us, covering the number. So our fourth straight winning day. Let's see if we can make it a clean sweep here. And that's always my goal on the pod, five straight winning days. Again, it's somewhat rare. It's hard to do it. But hey, we got a chance here. 4-4. Let's make it 5-5 after a half unit night there. We will take it. But looking toward today, guys, a lot to get to. I have a four pack for you. I got one play in the NBA. I have two in college basketball. I have one in the NHL. And then I have a bet biting in the arena. UFC is back. I have a data-driven play for you for biting in the arena for UFC tomorrow. And then finalized my NFL card here for the weekend. So I actually had a busy day. I drove into DraftKings to do the sweat. Usually we do it every Sunday. We had to record an early one here for tomorrow because of wild card weekend. So I released my best bet for DraftKings for this weekend, and I'm going to tell you what it is officially today. But there are four bets overall. I have two sides and two totals. And then I'm also going to hint at another play here that I'm monitoring that we might want to get a little more information on. But excited to break it all down with you today on episode 743 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. Before we dive into all of our sweats real quick, housekeeping as always, because we have new people listening to the pod. Thank you all for tuning in and just naturally growing here. More people tuning in and listening. It's always great to see more people kind of, you know, learning about the sharp data-driven contrarian angle. Are there different ways to bet on sports? Of course, but this is the way that works for me, and I know works for quite a few people, and it's great to see more people kind of learning or having that enlightenment of a different way to bet on sports by taking your bias out of it and just looking at the data. And also taking a contrarian angle, of course, that's a huge part of it as well. But anyway, if you're new to VSiN, or even if you know VSiN but you haven't done it yet, do one thing. Go sign up for the newsletter. It gets sent to your inbox every single morning. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email. Then you'll get the VSiN Daily every single morning when you wake up. You put a pot of coffee on, and as you're waiting for the coffee to brew, pop open the newsletter. We'll let you know exactly what's going on in particular at VSiN that day, but overall, what's going on in the sports betting market. So today's newsletter, we let off with teasing wildcard weekend. So it's a double entendre, as my guy Bill Adee, who's a former newspaper guy, teasing wildcard weekend, tease because it's coming up tomorrow, and teasing by betting the teasers here. So Adam Burke broke down his favorite teaser. I liked it. I'm with him on it. You also get some plays here on different games from different hosts and guests listed in today's newsletter. You also get a rundown of all the good articles for this weekend for NFL wildcard weekend, as well as college basketball. We got JVT on the NBA. We got Andy McNeil NHL. You have my Sharp report there as well. And you also get promos for legal sportsbooks. So again, shop around. And I'll tell you guys, I got pretty excited because I was driving into DraftKings studio in Boston today. I live about 35 minutes, although today the traffic was ridiculous. But I'm going by the Garden, where the Bees and the Celts play, and I see a huge billboard that says Boston Sportsbook coming soon. And it's a billboard for the Encore, which kicks off legal betting here on the 31st of January. So I got pretty pumped. But even if you're in a legal state already, and you're looking to add that extra account, we got a promo for BetMGM today. So be able to shop around, $50, refer a friend. You always will get those great promos in the newsletter every single day. So that's VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up, get it to your inbox every morning. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. We have a great promo right now. Only $9.99. That's $10. You go out to the bar, you get a drink, you tip the bartender right there, boom, that paid for a month of VSiN, only $9.99. So give it a shot. I think it's a great time to try it out because you'll get covered all of the playoffs here, including the Super Bowl. You can see what we do at VSiN, including all the sports, not just football. You'll get those great DraftKings percentages, which are real and spectacular. You get all the articles behind the paywall. You get best bets sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. Let you know what Mitch and Pauly and Matty Humans and the whole crew are on. And then also, you will get live stream of all the shows. That's the other thing I wanted to mention. So all included when you become a member. And again, you're not going to get a better offer than $10 for a full month of service during NFL wildcard weekend and really covering you all the way until the Super Bowl. So give it a shot, VSiN.com/subscribe. Lastly, if you haven't done it yet, get on Twitter. Twitter is a great resource for sports bettors. It allows you to communicate with other bettors through direct messaging, talk about games, bounce ideas off each other, but also following local beat reporters, getting updates on injuries. Just saw Mike Williams is officially out for the Chargers. We'll get to that later in the pod in the second half. But those are the little nuggets you can get when you're on Twitter. And it's all about the immediacy, getting it first and then having an actionable opportunity to take advantage before the books can catch up to it. So if you haven't done it yet, follow at VSiN Live and give your boy a follow at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. So let's see if we can make it five straight winning days here. See if we can finish off a perfect week here in terms of grinding out a profit each day. So I want to start with the NBA because, guys, I don't want to jinx it, but our non-conference over system match is doing pretty damn good this year. Again, talked about it quite a bit, but lack of familiarity benefits more scoring. It's harder for the defense to match up. We got a Thunder 76ers over yesterday as a non-conference over system match. And even the one that I didn't play, Cavaliers Blazers, that was also a non-conference over system match that cashed. That was a late night play. I was worried about someone was questionable there. Forget who it was. Was it Lillard? I forgot. I didn't play it, but it's always nice when a system play that you don't play still cashes. So what do we have for tonight? We have a non-conference over system match. If you listen to Morning Bets, you probably got a better number here, but I'm going to still play it at the current number. Give me the Pelicans and the Pistons over 233 if you bet it earlier today. Hint, hint, listen to the Morning Bets pod. But right now, we'll take the over 234. You may see a 233.5 out there, but either way, we'll call it a 234 just to be fair. But this is, again, our non-conference over system match. So if you look at non-conference overs, they're now 138 and 106, 57% this year. And I've been kind of trying to tweak this system. I'm like, okay, we got something here with these non-conference overs, but how can I, you know, layer in some more filters to really isolate just the best of the non-conference overs? I mean, how do you not play them all? But I did find one thing that increased the win percentage quite a bit. If you look at a non-conference over in which the home team made missed the postseason, I should say. So maybe you don't play very good defense here. That is 59 and 27, 68%. And also for some reason, I'm not sure why, but non-conference overs when the Eastern Conference team is at home, it's 80 and 44 to the over, 65%. So a bunch of good non-conference over matches for this Pelicans Pistons over. You also look at both teams as good over teams. Pelicans are 25 and 17 to the over. They're 15 and 5 to the over on the road. Detroit 27 and 18 to the over. They're 14 and 6 to the over at home. So both teams good to the over, in particular on the road, New Orleans, and at home Detroit. That's exactly the situation tonight. Pelicans are number 12 in terms of pace up and down the court. Get up quick, score more or more possessions, more opportunities to score. And Detroit is number 13 in terms of offensive or in terms of pace here. So you both have two top tier or top half pace teams. So again, up and down the court, score more, helps an over. Also offensively, New Orleans is number 6 offensive efficiency. I just watched McCollum against my Celtics the other day. The guy really impressed me. I knew he was a good player, but really was hitting every shot. Hopefully that continues tonight. And then defensively, Detroit, second to last, is one of the worst defensive teams this year, number 29. So hopefully they score a lot, give up a lot. Detroit is 5-1 to the over their last 6 overall, and they're 5-1 to the over their last 6 at home in particular. And New Orleans, 11-4 to the over their last 15, and 7-1 to the over their last 8 on the road. So you know I got to give you a non-conference over system match. It's been so good. This is the one that really jumped out to me. Again, if you listen to Morning Bets, got over 233, you're feeling great right now. It's at 234, but I'm still going to play it now if you're just hearing it for the first time. Give me the now the over 234 for the Pelicans and the Pistons. Now over to the NHL. I'll give you an NHL bet, and then we will take a break and then come back with two college basketball plays, a UFC bet, and then we'll talk NFL weekend for our official bets going into wildcard weekend. But I just got one play in hockey for you. I fully admit it's a big number here. I don't typically like going this high. As always, it's a bet to risk, not bet to win. Really important here. I'll give you an example with the Bruins last night. They let me down. The Kraken rolled. Shout out to you Kraken bettors out there. But the Bruins were minus 220. Again, lose the bet, I lose one unit, just like any other bet. Had I gone bet to win, I would have lost 2.2 units. So whole point being, no matter what bet you make, spread, total, you know, money line, it's always bet to risk, not bet to win. You're always risking your one unit, and your one unit, it's different for all new bettors or any bettor, but it's 3% of your bankroll. So if you only have $100, you're risking $3 a game. That's going to keep you in the game long term and save you if you have a tough stretch there. So anyway, it's a big number, but I'm going New Jersey Devils. I got the New Jersey Devils at minus 295. Again, it's a big one, but I think it's a big one here for a reason. Some books are a little bit higher, closer to like minus over a little bit over minus 300. But I got to take the Devils here, guys. You had some line movement in their favor. They opened like minus 265, all the way up close to minus 300. Non-division steam, 10 cents or more, 62% this year. Both missed the playoffs last year. Take the favorite, 41 and 24, 63%. Road favorite off a win, 65%. Let's see, road favorites minus 175 or more, 56 and 23, 71%. What else do I have? Rested favorite off a win, 64%. So I got a lot of matches here on the Devils on the road at the Ducks. Devils are also 16-10 as a favorite. They're 15-2-1 on the road. The Ducks are just 11-29 as a dog. They're 4-14-3 at home. Rest advantage. Devils last played on the 10th, whereas at, Anaheim played on the 11th. Much better offense, 3.4 goals a game versus 2.3, and much better defense, 2.7 goals allowed per game versus 4.2. Better power play, 20% versus 15%, and better penalty kill, 82% versus 71%. So I look at this, guys, as just let's grind out a third of a unit. Again, I'm not trying to be rich, get rich here, betting on the Devils. I understand it's a really high number. I'm betting to risk one unit to try to get a third of a unit back to just hopefully grind out a small profit here with the Devils. So again, big number, but I think it's big for a reason. And based on the line movement, makes sense why the Devils are such a big favorite. So minus 295, that's my play on the Devils. Again, you're not risking 2.95 units. I can't stress this enough. You're not risking 2.95 units to win one. You're just risking your one unit. They lose, it's a just one loss unit like any other bet. You win, you get a third of a unit here. So let's go Devils. Minus 295, and our Pelicans-Pistons non-conference over, now 234. So we're going to take a very, very short break here, guys. We are halfway through our pod. I told you I had a four-pack. That's two down. We got two more to go. So we'll hit on some college plays for today. I'll give you a UFC bet biting in the arena, and then I'm going to give you my four-pack, my four NFL best bets for wildcard weekend. When we return on episode 743, a Fade the Public Friday edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast, with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena and stack four straight winning days with, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99. You heard that right, $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top best bets by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you know exactly where the money and the bets are moving for every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the big games, and letting you know where our experts are at using brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for our one-time only $9.99 offer here to become a part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 743, a big Fade the Public Friday edition. The weekend's almost here, and it's a big one. This is one of my favorite weekends of the year with obviously a great three-day stretch. And we'll talk about the Bucks game back on Monday because, again, that's something I'll hit on at the end of this pod. But a three-day stretch of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, NFL playoff games, sign me up. I cannot wait. But looking back toward yesterday, guys, our fourth straight winning day, 5-3 plus 0.51 units. Don't laugh. don't dismiss 0.51 units, a half unit. We will take it. Whole point of betting is to grind as many winning days as you can. So let's just let those 0.1, 2.28 units, 0.5, whatever it is, we'll just let those stack up. So a great night last night, headlined by BYU. Again, heartbreaker there. They should have won the game, but covered the number. That's all we cared about. Anyway, guys, start off with NBA, non-conference over, Pelicans, Pistons over 234. You might have gotten a better number there from the Market Insights pod. A big number on the Devils, but again, it's a bet to risk, not bet to win on New Jersey. Now over to some college basketball. So a couple of college basketball games that caught my eye here today, guys. First one for me, I'm going to go Siena. Siena's on the road at Niagara. I got Siena on the money line. Shop around. I got Siena at, what was it, minus 130. Right off the bat, some line movement towards Siena on the road at Niagara. They open as low as minus one. You've seen them get bet up now to minus two. Some shops are even hinting at a possible move up to 2.5. I would classify this as an obscure line move. You know, no one woke up today and said, I got to bet Siena Niagara. You know, there's nothing else in the world I'd rather do than sweat a Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference game. So obscure games mean public doesn't care about it, but pros do. They've targeted this game. Looks like as soon as this dropped Siena minus one, they immediately hit it. Caused it to rise in favor of Siena. Siena's won six straight. Siena is getting 71% of bets, but 93% of money. And I'm sure a lot of people will hear that and say, Josh, what are you doing? You're betting on a team getting 71%? Yes, I am, but you got to remember, 71% in a vacuum is a public play, a big majority of bets. But when it's a very low bet game that the public isn't really even on or cares about or knows about, 71% is likely coming from, like, who's that coming from? If you're an NFL game, 71%, that's public because it's the most public sport. But a tiny little, you know, Metro Atlantic conference game here where 71% of bets are on Siena, that doesn't tell me it's public. It tells me because it's a low bet that the majority of pros who have targeted this game are all on Siena. So I think that's an important distinction to make. Ken Pom only has Siena winning by 1 point, but he does have him ranked much higher, 161 versus 237. Better offense, 71 points a game versus 65, and a better shooting team. Field goal percentage, 46% versus 43%. So I'm going Siena here. Give me Siena on the money line. You know, I'm not laying a two. Win by one and lose. Win by two and push. It's a money line play for me, guys. Shop around. I got Siena at minus 130. My other play for college hoops tonight, I'm going to go to another favorite at home. Siena was a favorite on the road. But another favorite here, short favorite, I should say. Give me Nevada. And it's funny, I used to call it Nevada when I go to Vegas, like, it's Nevada. So again, it's Nevada. I got to get it right with my New England, view of how to pronounce Western states. But anyway, Nevada. I'm on Nevada here, guys. Very similar. Nevada's at home against Utah State. Nevada opened -1, -1.5. We've seen Nevada get bet up now to -2. Some shops at 1 point even touched 2.5. So all this liability seemed to have been on Nevada here. Ken Pom has Nevada winning by two, and you have basically Nevada. Oh, this is what I like. Nevada 8-0 at home. They've been great at home. Again, we talk about it all the time, but you saw it last night with Seattle and with who was it? The other one, Seattle and San Diego. Like that home court advantage, home cooking. Tough for road teams to travel there, but 8-0 at home for Nevada. I like that angle. Nevada's also allowing only 64 points a game versus 70 for Utah State. So this is a play for me on Nevada here, guys. We got a line move, and we have a good edge at home. Ken Pom's got him winning by, I think, what did I say? Ken Pom by two. So you're kind of right on the number. So I'm going to back this good Nevada team at home. And it's not that lopsided if you look at the betting percentages. So I'm going to sweat Nevada at home on the money line. Another minus 130 play. So two minus 130. Siena minus 130. Nevada. Minus 130. So that's our card for today. But now we got a big weekend ahead. So what are we sweating this weekend? I'm going to give you a biting play, UFC. It's been a while since UFC has graced the Market Insights pod, and I want to get back into a little bit of biting. To me, I look at UFC as kind of an interesting niche market where you can kind of supplement your bankroll. It's not the majority of my bets, but I like having some sweats here, Saturday nights here, if I can find a data-driven edge. So I found one edge on... I'm going to butcher this. Nasruddin Imamov. Imavov. Wow, did I butcher that? Nasruddin Imavov. It's actually the headliner here. Imavov, it used to be Gastelum, but now he's fighting Sean Strickland. That's another reason in a second why I like Imamov here. But I got Imamov on the money line, minus 135. A couple reasons why I like Imamov. Remember, if it's been a while for biting, really the model that I use is younger, taller, longer reach, line move. And if I can get some good betting percentages for my buddy John Ewing at BetMGM, even better here. So let's start off with the line move. Imamov, open as low as like minus 110, minus 115. Now he's up to minus 135. So boom, check that box off. Line move in his favor. Imamov is 27 years old. Sean Strickland is 31 years old. So boom, younger fighter by 4 years. Imamov is taller, 6'2" versus 6'1". They both have the same reach, around 75 inches. But we are checking off younger, taller, line move. Reach is the same. Good bet percentage here. According to BetMGM, 63% of bets are on Imamov. I don't love that. That's a public play. But he's getting 87% of the money. So that tells me kind of pro and Joe, not just the public on Imamov, but some bigger wagers here as well, causing that line move in his favor. And really the angle here, aside from the data and, you know, kind of the metrics of height, weight, or height and, you know, reach and all that, and age, is that this is kind of a tough spot for Strickland. Strickland just fought, I want to say, like last month, a 5-round decision, and now he's going to fight again a month later, and he wasn't expected to be the headliner here. I was reading about this fight, but Gastelum was the original opponent of Imamov. So Strickland is a late replacement. It's always tough when you're a late replacement. You know, Imamov has been training, you know, specifically for this bout for a long time. Strickland, you know, is kind of doing a favor for the UFC by coming in late. Strickland, by the way, has lost 2 straight bouts, and Imamov has won 3 straight. And Imamov is kind of a young fighter up and coming here who can make a big big statement here with a win. So you add all up, I'm fading a late replacement fighter in Strickland. I like Imamov as younger, taller, line move. And if you add it up, that's a plus 24% smart money discrepancy. Only 64% bets, or 63%, but 87% of the money. So a little taste of some UFC this weekend. Give me Nassourdine Imamov. I don't know how to say it. But Imamov, Imamov, minus 135. That's my bet. Now over to what you're all excited for this weekend, and so am I, the NFL wildcard weekend. So here are my official bets. Again, I went into DraftKings today to record a show for tomorrow for the sweat. If you're in New York, if you're in a New York sports book, you're probably going to see my ugly mug tomorrow, but really excited for a big weekend here. So anyway, right off the bat, I'll give you some of my plays. First one, I told this to you guys yesterday. It's still a bet for me. I would have loved to have gotten the hook on the 42.5. I actually did get it, but now you have books at 42. But this is a weather-based play. Give me now the under 42 with Seattle and San Francisco. So right off the bat, this line has fallen. Some books were as high as 43.5. Now you're down to 42. You have 60% of bets on the over, yet this total has fallen. Tells me some smart money here on the under. You also look at wildcard weekend unders the last 5 years. They're 16-8, 67%. You also have recreating some box scores here. It's the third time these teams have played, same division. And guess what? It was a 27-7 game and a 21-13 game, the first two matchups. So both games landed on, 34 there. So that would go under this total. I know that's not really a way you want to look at totals, but at least they didn't both fly over, which would make me a little worried. But even if they had, this is a play for a couple reasons. It's a reverse line move, public betting over, yet the total fell. It is a divisional under match. Remember, we played a lot of divisional unders this year. Familiarity levels the playing field. You know how to match up. You know what to expect. So this is now the third time these teams are playing. So even more familiarity at play. But the really big reason that, you know, kind of sent me over the top here to make sure I got this under is that it's a weather-based play. Now, it's not going to be freezing cold in San Francisco. It's going to be about 55 degrees, but it's going to be really rainy, and it's going to be windy, 10-20 mile-per-hour winds. I've been reading about California because my fiance's got family in San Diego where she's from, but I'm reading about all these storms and the rain, and it's kind of crazy because California's been in a drought for so long. They've been dying for rain, but now they're getting it. And, you know, and I'm not going to become a science guy with, I'm not Bill Nye over here, but something about it's been so dry. Now it's raining so much that, the soil can't soak up the water. So now you get all these floods and these mudslides. So, it's mostly Northern California, but, you know, again, that's something to keep an eye out for. In San Francisco, I guess they play in Santa Clara. It's going to be a big weather, bad rain. Maybe it's muddy on the field, but really windy as well. So to me, that's a benefit to the under. It's not the rain benefiting the under. It's the wind here. So I am on the under 42.5 Seattle, San Francisco. If not, if you can't get the hook, I see like maybe one book that still has a hook, but most of them are 42. I'll take under 42 for Seattle now as a weather-based divisional underplay. My best bet that I gave for DraftKings this weekend is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me the Jags, guys. I've been looking at the Jags all week long. I pulled the trigger today because I'm starting to see maybe this line get back down to two. Now, this one has been all over the place. It opened. Pretty much every book was an opener of Chargers minus 2.5. The line throughout the week got all the way down to Chargers minus 1. That's what really caught my eye. The early move was to Jacksonville. Now, there was some buyback. You had some buyback minus 1, bring this line back up to 2.5. But you did get some news today that Mike Williams is out. He will not play. And maybe that's part of the buyback here, but I always thought maybe it might come back down anyway. But now that Williams is out, I'm seeing at least a few books that are Jacksonville plus 2.5 at minus 115. That tells me we may be getting down to 2. So if you're holding out for the 3, I really don't think it's ever going to happen. If anything, I think 2.5 is your absolute best number here to back Jacksonville. So I took the 2.5. I'm on Jags plus 2.5. They're only getting 40% of bets in a heavily bet primetime game. So you guys know those primetime dogs have been fantastic. Also, wildcard weekend dogs playing a team who missed the playoffs last year. 10-1 against the spread last 5 years, 91%. I have a coaching advantage here in favor of Peterson over Staley, who will probably do something stupid, like going for 2 when he shouldn't, against Peterson, a guy who won a Super Bowl. So I think that's an advantage. Also, the Jags, just the way they're playing. You know, they had to win, what was it, 4 straight or 5 straight, something like that, just to get into the postseason. And now they're at home and they're a dog and they're contrarian in a heavily bet game. And all liability has been in their favor. And I think I'm going to hopefully beat the closing line by getting plus 2.5, thinking it might get back down to 2. That is my play there. Give me the Jags. I'm a big Jags guy. And this one's for my guy Emerson Lazia, who's probably the biggest Jaguar fan I know. But give me Jaguars plus 2.5. Next bet for me, I told you I had 4. Third one here, I'm going to take Buffalo Miami under. I got the under 43.5 here. This one's been all over the place. It opened as high as, I think it was like a 4. It was around this same number as the opener. But at one point when we thought Tua might play, it got all the way up to 46. When it was announced that Skylar Thompson's going to play, all money went under. And to me, this is an underplay for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's contrarian. 67% of bets are on the over. You look at that Buffalo offense, how do you not take the over? But yet, this thing is dropping. It's a divisional under, that built-in familiarity. Again, now for the third time, it applies here for Seattle, San Fran under. Same thing, Miami and Buffalo. But the third thing for me, I don't know how much you can quantify data-wise, but just Skylar Thompson. You know, last game he played, it was 11-6 game against the Jets. I don't expect a lot of offense out of Skylar Thompson. I don't think you take many chances. I think it's kind of a, you know, don't make mistakes and you know, kind of methodically move up and down the field if you can. So just in terms of a downgrade from Tua or even Teddy Bridgewater to Thompson, that's a big detriment to your offense here. So to me, it's keep the ball out of Buffalo's hands. That could benefit an under. And if Buffalo, now favored by 13.5, gets up big, maybe you run the ball and chew up the clock and just get out of there with a win. So give me Miami-Buffalo, divisional, contrarian, reverse line move under with Skylar Thompson, hopefully not scoring many points here. So I'm on Buffalo under 43.5. My last play for the weekend, and this is a play that I already bet the other day, but I'm loving the fact, and I hope it can come. I hope the pod gets out in time. Guys, the G-Men. G-Men plus 3. Why do I say I hope it gets out in time, the pod? Because it looks like it's getting down to 2.5. If you look at all these G-Men numbers, it's G-Men plus 3 at minus 115. And again, they're juicing up the Giants side, looking like it may get down to 2.5. So that's a great sign here for the G-Men. Minnesota has been a paper tiger all year, in my opinion. It's not my opinion. You ask the bookmakers, they don't really respect Minnesota. They have a great record, 13-4, but they're minus 3-point differential. It tells me they've gotten really, really lucky throughout the year. So public just says, hey, minus 3 at home on a 13-4 team, boom, Minnesota all day. So they're the public play here, yet it's been a line freeze all week. It's almost like kind of BYU against Gonzaga, where Gonzaga's in the Minnesota spot, popular bet, laying the points, yet the line hasn't moved. But I'm loving the fact that this thing is juiced up toward the G-men. So I wouldn't wait until tomorrow to place it. I'd place this thing right now if you can still get a plus 3, which is available, but it looks like it's getting down to 2.5. So give me the Giants. Again, another wild card weekend dog, Daniel Jones, 16-5 ATS as a wild card dog, or sorry, as a road dog in his career. And again, also all these system matches with both dog, let's see, dog, both teams missed the playoffs the previous year, 26-9 ATS, 74%. Over the, that's actually a longer sample size. That's back over 10 plus years. So that would match on the G-men. So I'm on the G-men here, plus three. Now, Dallas-Tampa Bay, I'll be looking at Tampa Bay plus 2.5, but because it's a Monday game, let's wait that thing out. And again, how many? I'm starting to get annoyed because I have people keep DMing me and tweeting me saying, yeah, but Tampa's a trendy dog. Don't you get it? Tampa's a trendy dog. No, they're not. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to flip out. I'm going to jump off the Zakim Bridge. If you're in Boston, you know what I'm talking about. But they are not trendy. They're getting 54% of bets. That is not trendy. Trendy doesn't mean 54%. Trendy means 70%, 80%, 65%. 54% is not trendy. That's pretty much right down the middle. And the line did move plus 3 down to 2.5 in favor of Tampa. And you do have a great buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS, where Tampa's made a lot of people really upset and cost them money for 12-1 ATS. Dallas is 10-7 ATS. So it's an automatic buy low, sell high. So I'm on Tampa Bay plus 2.5 there. I'm going to hold out if I can get if something weird happens and I can still get a 3. Now, if you want to look at a teaser play, how do you not take the Bengals right now? They did get down to 8.5 because we saw it's going to be, I believe, Huntley, not Anthony Brown. But Bengals minus 8.5 down to minus 2.5 and take Tampa up 2.5 to 8.5. Those are both long teasers going through key numbers there. But I'll be on Tampa plus 2.5 in that one. Again, you can call it an official play if you want right now. But we'll be doing the pod on Monday. And again, that is a Monday night game for a playoff game. So give me Tampa. And no, they're not a trendy dog. 54%, I repeat, is not trendy for the millionth time. Sorry, I know you guys, it just annoys me because I've gotten so many DMs. Trendy dog, trendy dog, trendy dog. No, it's not a trendy dog. 54% is not trendy. That's pretty much evidence of the public split right down the middle, 54%. So anyway, sorry for yelling at you. I've gotten way too many of those DMs. That about does it for today's pod and our breakdown for this upcoming weekend. But reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if you enjoy the Morning Bets pod, number one, if you enjoy them both, can you do me a favor and give it 5 stars and a good review on Spotify or Apple or Google or however the heck you crazy kids get your apps here? That would mean a lot. But also, if the pods have helped you at all to become a sharper better. I know you've had a winning week here, 4 straight winning days. Do you have $20 in your pocket? Let me ask you. I'm not a beggar on the street, but I would just say this. Support the team. I know you've had a good week. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, buy a copy of my book, support the team. Let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding for free. And I always love when people say you're a tout. Touts charge money. This is free. Everything I do is free. So I always love that when I get a Twitter troll who doesn't believe in the data and says reverse line moves are BS and none of it matters, then calls me a tout. That's even better. It really gets me going, gets me excited. But anyway, if the pot has helped you become a smarter, better, you're beating some closing lines, you've had a good year, you're crushing your non-conference overs in the NBA, whatever the case may be, if you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in, buy my book. Buy a copy of the Everything Guide to Sports Betting for you or for a friend, maybe for your uncle who lives somewhere in Massachusetts. Say, hey, Uncle Joe, Mass is going legal, so get ready by reading this book by my buddy Josh Applebaum. So it's got everything I've learned, guys, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So pick one up. It would mean a lot to me if you already have. Thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, me, Goodwill Hunting, and Ben Affleck there will be sweating games at the Encore in Boston. We're out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners at the South Point, or at Stadium Swim with your feet in the pool at Circa, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew. And also, congrats to Stormy. She's going to be one of the sideline reporters for the XFL. So what do you guys think? Should we bet some XFL when it comes out? And we have to get down on that. Or, of course, the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, my two other favorite books to visit and sweat games when I go to Vegas. Wherever it may be, you're going to show me a 4th straight winning day of tickets. Show me a San Diego play, Seattle play, Philly over, non-conference NBA over, Tampa Bay Lightning. But you know what? Most of all, I know they lost. They probably should have won, but they covered. That's all we care about. Show me a BYU blueprint play. Yeah, you got to take the Zags. Zags are ranked. BYU stinks. Zags are going to blow them out. No. Sharp, contrarian, line freeze. Big play there. Conference dog, unranked versus ranked. Show me that BYU ticket plus 6.5. First one's on me, next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. It's been a great week. Let's see if we can keep it up here and go into a big weekend. I wish you the best of luck. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but we are playing a long game, and majority of the time, long-term, smart money is going to win around 55% of the time. So if we can play that long game, keep that forest amongst the trees attitude, find games that fit our model against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long-term. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic wild card weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday. Sunday, if you are looking to get some insight for your Sunday games, tune into The Sweat. It's a show I do every Sunday all year long for DraftKings. And you can just follow me on Twitter at Josh_insights. I'll tweet it out. It'll be a live stream on Twitter, and it'll be tweeted out by DraftKings as well. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great weekend. And as always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy Wild Card Weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.